The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is November 7th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Michael, Pennsylvania, what's going on up there, early bird there? What's going on there, brother?
Well, I want to talk about election outcome and how it ties back to most reading the Bible.
Okay.
When you read the Bible, God bless Israel and, you know, the old house there, because they followed his laws and obeyed him for a long time. And when they didn't, he started taking her hand off of them. He let them go into bondage, and then he got them back out to give them another chance to turn it around.
Yep.
Well, now, if you read this too, it talks about how when they started doing wicked things, you know, practicing adultery, false idols, and all the other stuff, you know, they let have a wicked, evil kings rule over them.
Yep.
He cut the country up.
Yep.
And then he got judgment brought. He rose their enemies up alongside him to come conquer and enslave them.
That's right.
Is that not what happened in this country? We got wicked leaders. We got all these gay stuff getting approved, and people voting for this crazy stuff and approving it by majority vote. And it's like being institutionalized now, made legal.
Right, Michael. Here, listen, Leviticus 26, interestingly enough, I already had this pulled up. If you'll not hearken or listen carefully unto me and will not do all these commandments, simple 10 commandments, you're not going to listen to God's 10 commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000. It goes on, verse 15, Leviticus 26. If you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, this is the first thing he said he would do. I will also do this to you. I will even appoint over you terror. Then if you go down just a couple scriptures in the 17, Leviticus 26, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, and they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Now, these are a part of the curses, and if you look in Deuteronomy 28, it has 55 curses to 14 blessings. So to answer your question, Michael, exactly what's going on in your country is the fact that people have turned their back on God, and they mean to walk in a liberty that is nothing less than lasciviousness. It's debauch. I mean, it's getting to the point of absolutely being ridiculous. And you can see since September 11th, America turned the wrong direction. Rather than turning back to God, they turned over to lasciviousness. We don't want God. We want to do things our own way. And America is continuously going down the same path. I told my wife right before the elections, Michael, I said, America deserves Obama because it's the best medicine for the church. It wakes the church up, and God is proving his church yet another 4 years. And about the time that you're ready to lay down and say, oh, man, now I can have a breather, like some have been talking about, God says, nope, America's turned the wrong way. They're trying it their own way. I'm going to put you through another 4 years of this. And I'm going to see how you work it out in the next 4 years. Because when you look at Leviticus 26, Michael, God takes it in stages. If you won't listen to me through the first set of judgments, I'm going to set another set of judgments on you. And if you don't want to listen to me here, it's going to get harder and harder and harder and harder. And at end's length, if you don't turn, there will be a sword brought upon a people to establish his covenant that the people are at war with. So God will win the day one way or another, and that's where we're at right now. There's no question as to what's going on in our country. We need to turn back to God, not away from God. And I think there's a lot more in that answer than I can give you for my first 2 minutes here.
Well, I see where judgment's going to come, and America's going to burn. They're raising up our enemies, and they're going to be attacking us in the future. And this country's going to burn from nukes or whatever. It's going to burn. It's going to be a sad thing to happen.
It is. It is. Michael, now I got an intro to do. I just wanted to pick you up. I seen you up online really quick, and I seen what you wanted to talk about, so I wanted to take you. But will you let Heather pick up the phone really quick? She wants to talk to you for a second, Michael. And Michael's exactly right, friends. I mean, when you look in Scripture, and by the way, you don't have to believe Scripture, but I'll tell you what. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, and you stand in front of one, it's going to roll over you. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, if you look back in history, that's exactly what happened to a nation that wouldn't turn back to God. Is America's God? Yeah, I mean, is America God's? Yes, absolutely. Are we a privileged people? Yes. Are we a blessed people? I hear this all the time. God bless America. God bless America. God bless America. Yes, God has blessed America. Now, America, turn back to God and bless God.
That's right.
And that's really where we're at today, friends.
And that's when you'll actually find out that it's more blessed to give than receive. Because when we have the opportunity to bless God back, that's what a true son of God wants. Nowadays, people think blessing is, I won the lottery, or I got something for nothing. That's a blessing. That ain't a blessing.
Yeah.
An opportunity to have a job, an opportunity to have life, liberty, and property. That's the blessing.
Yeah, there's a sense of dignity in work, friends. There's a self-satisfaction after you actually work for what you have. It's the old analogy. I had a friend. I grew up with him. He had rich parents. I was a welfare kid. For graduation, he gets a brand new car. For graduation, I didn't get a brand new car. I had to go out and buy a $250 old jalopy. But I'll tell you what, I took care of that jalopy a lot better than he took care of his brand new Toyota Celica.
Right.
And that's right. Who learned the lesson and who was taught, that's the one that's blessed.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, it doesn't come easy, friends, but I'll tell you what, it's a better way to go. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And obviously what we're going to talk about, what just happened. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
I want to highlight a little bit of our first caller here, too, as well as Michael from Pennsylvania just called. And I was on Leviticus 26 before Michael called in. I don't look at that as irony at all. I look at that as being the Holy Ghost. If you look at chapter 26 of Leviticus 21, and if you will walk contrary to me and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins, your lawless deeds, and the breaking of God's commandments, simple commandments. If you love them, you obey them.
That's right. It's a pleasure to obey.
I've said so many times on the radio, how many people profess their Christianity, they wonder what's going on with their country, what's wrong with the country, but those people that say they love God and they're trying to figure out what's going on with their country, how many of you can actually tell me three of the Ten Commandments? And most people can't even tell me that. Yet you love God and you don't even know what His will is? And then you wonder what's wrong with your country? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. That means you better practice what you preach. And so we're in a situation right now, speaking of which, we just went into a new time, friends, a new form. Oh, how do I say this? We just crossed into another threshold. I believe we're in dangerous times. It's interesting, the nationals all across the country are beginning to say some pretty peculiar things, common things. And I believe that we just stepped into a new level of darkness. But I want to tell you something. This is what I want people to hear. When you're born of the Spirit of God and this stuff inundates you, that's the time to stand up, not sit down. And I cannot believe, friends, how many people I've heard around the country, on my Facebook, on emails, Rush Limbaugh, I've lost my country. It's like leaders have a responsibility. The children of God have a responsibility to stand up, and you don't do it soulishly or carnally. Your spirit man rises up. The Bible says the faith of the Son of God overcomes the world to inherit all things, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. We're going into darker times, but the darker it gets, the brighter we get. It's not time to take counsel from our fears. Is it fearful? Yeah, but it's not scary like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? No, it's time to stand up. It's time to prove God. It's time for God to prove you, to see how much you really do love him. And it's a time for you to prove to the American people how much you really do love your country, is really what it comes down to. I got a quote in front of me. I have not yet begun to fight. This was the immortal retort of Captain John Paul Jones to a request to surrender as he and his crew engaged in a desperate battle with a British frigate off the northern coast of England during the American Revolution. Friends, I want to tell you something. You're not made of the stuff that capitulates. You're not made of the stuff that bows in the face of tyranny. You're not born that way. Those that are born in the fire don't settle for the smoke. And you are not born in the smoke, friends. You need to understand that. And this isn't a hype talk. This is for all those Christians and those patriots out there, one and the same. It's time for you to stand up and play the man now. It's time for others. It's time for the leaders to make their distinction. Let them be distinguished members of the body of this country, where they stand up instead of tuck tail and run. We don't do that. Folks, when God says something, we have to take heed to it. And I don't know if it's you or if it's just me, but when I read the Bible, I always seen God use small numbers so nobody would take away his glory. The Bible says we're not to glory in the flesh. Let him have his glory, but let him have his church now, friends. Because truth crushed to the earth will always rise again. And God gives beauty for ashes, Isaiah 61. Don't forget it. I don't want to hear about how the country's going to hell in a handbasket. Is it? Yes, in the natural it is. God promised that to a nation that would forsake him. But what did he say to those that would cleave unto him? I will show myself strong on your behalf. Call unto me and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. I will answer exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now is the time for the American people to see who the real leaders are. Because what we see, the Republican Party is an absolute joke. The Democratic Party is an absolute joke, friends. It's time for the American people, the we the peoples, to stand up and say, you know what, this belongs unto us. Because what's going on right now, and we'll get to those details in just a couple minutes, is really, is God separating the sheep from the goats? Yes, he is. Is he separating the men from the cowards? Yes, he is. Is he separating the spirit of our forefathers from the enemies, namely the British, the Tories? Yes, he is. When I hear people capitulate and tuck tail, you know what I hear? When I hear people talk about how there's no sense, I'm trying to figure again, what Bible are you reading? We love our cross. We don't hate our cross. And to those that preach the cross of Christ, to unto us is the power of God unto salvation. And people, our lives are found in Christ. We are hid in God, in Christ Jesus. Not outside of that. We are not losing the day. We are winning the day. Heaven is home, earth is not. We're sojourners here. That might sound weird to some of the people that don't understand the Word of God, but we're born of the Spirit of God. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, listen, we're strangers here. But we're here to bring heaven to earth. And I don't see heaven saying, oh, you know, they're going to burn. Oh, there's no sense.
It's too big.
No, the Lord says to he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And you know what I hear? I hear, you're made more than a conqueror through him who loved you. I hear, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's what I hear, America. When I know my history and I look back at 56 signers, you know what I see from history? You know what I learned from history? If God can use 56 men to establish this nation, less than 3% of the population, to give unto us what we have 237 years later, we're still walking in the fruit of it. If he did it then, he'll do it today. And we have to prove God now. The Bible says, limit not the Holy One of Israel. It's time for us to prove our God in Jesus' name. because he's the one that said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I rest in that. I trust in that. Let me tell you another thing. Isn't it interesting, friends, over the last 6,000 years of existence, mankind, this globe, isn't it interesting the tyranny? Isn't it interesting the despots, the demigods, the corrupt kings? Just think about the dark times that this globe has gone through. But isn't it interesting, out of all of this, friends, the Lord says that he's faithful unto 1,000 generations, and he's not a respecter of persons. Isn't it interesting that we still have the Bible through all of that, friends?
It abideth.
It didn't go anywhere, did it? No, the Bible says the seed of the righteous is forever, and it always will be. You win the day, not just in heaven. You win the day here. We're to receive power from on high to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. What is that power for? What does it consist of? What has it been bestowed upon us for, friends? To win the day. Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. If God can do it with less than 3% of the population back in 1776 during the revolution, he can do the same thing here. And I think what's really awesome about this, it's not in Romney. Hey, listen, if Romney was there, no difference than Obama being there, because it's still our government. It's not their government. They still obey we the people as we're ruled by the Republic, one nation under God. So, friends, we win the day according to how we respond to what just took place. That's what we need to do. Because if we do anything outside of that, what happens is God comes in and says, okay, you want to trust in the arm of the flesh? The Bible says, cursed is that man. Oh, you trust in Ron Paul. Oh, you trust in Romney. Oh, you trust in Santorum. Oh, you trust in Obama. What the heck? The Lord's looking down saying, what are you putting your trust in them for? Blessed is the man that putteth their trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him. For he will direct your path. Another point. Isn't it also interesting? Oh, what are we to do when the foundations are gone? Well, the Bible says that he's still on the throne. And if he's still on the throne, he's still in control. But we diligently cleave unto him, friends. If anything, this should be pushing you closer to the things of God, not away from the things of God. Because I believe more than anything, Obama, his corrupt administration, all these immoral projects and propagandas that are being thrown out on the American people right now are only there for us to stand up and fight. And we are assured, we are promised the victory. Everybody can look back in history and say, oh, look at those great men of God. Yes, 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 yes. God wrote a book of remembrance of them, those that feared him. Malachi 3. Great. Let him write a book about what you're doing too. I don't want to stand before him someday, friends, and try to figure out, wait a second, that was accessible to me, and I failed to respond. No, no, no. Let's not do that. Let's make the choice today, and let's not procrastinate, because we all know procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Let's do today what we can do today. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You know, it says in the book of Job, verse 4, it says, "Knowest the King James Version, knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon the earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short and the joy of the hypocrite, but for a moment, though his excellency mount up to the heavens and his head reach unto the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, where is he?" Same thing King David said. And friends, start reading the book of Psalms and stay in the New Testament. If you know the Old Testament, stay in the book of Psalms and start praying David's prayers. Every great man of God prayed the prayers of David. And they are no weak prayers, my friends. And they're not capitulating prayers, retreating in the day of battle. Psalm 78. It's not those kind of prayers. It's winning the day prayers. It's taking the head of Goliath off with his own sword prayers. And that's what we need to do, is trust in the God of David, because unto a Christian, the sure mercies of David are ordered aright and sure in all things. So
it reminds me of the analogy of the Air Force pilot who was flying, and he loved flying, he enjoyed flying, that's why he joined the Air Force. And he's flying out in the open air, and it's wonderful. Everything's great. All of his measurements, all of his odometers in front of him are looking good. No enemy fire, nothing like that. And then all of a sudden, as he started moving along, there started to be bullets shot at him. And then pretty soon it was a heavy barrage of bullets and started hitting the wings and hitting the engines. And the guy turned next to the captain who was driving, that enjoyed flying and loved it and signed up for this. He said, "We're over the drop zone now." And that's when you'll know. The more good that you do, the more fire you're going to draw. Yeah. And the only time you're going to get fire is when you're effective. And if you're not effective, then why are you in the war? Go pleasure riding. This particular man loved flying, but he loved it so much that he put his life on the line for his country. And he found out very soon that I'm not effective until I'm being shot at, because I'm obviously nowhere endangering the enemy. I'm just endangering myself, and I'm endangering my people because I'm not drawing that on. In the Word, it says in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9, the show of the countenance doth witness against them. And we can speak directly to America in this regards. And they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. This administration has hid nothing.
Mm-mm.
Next to its lies, obviously it is lying and using deceptive measures, but they're pretty out in the open with it, folks. They're pretty flamboyant about it. Woe unto their soul, for they have reward evil unto themselves. That's what they have rewarded. But say unto the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. And right after that, the Lord says, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him.
Ezekiel.
And the point is, this one's Isaiah, okay. Isaiah 3. The point is, what is in our hands? What are we doing now? As you said before, Bradley, it's like when it gets darker, that's where the light is most needed.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter if it is dark, our founders dealt with the same situation.
Well, it's like what the Chinese said. You know what? They have they have two characteristics for the word crisis, either danger or opportunity. America, you have an opportunity here right now.
That's right.
And you really do. And it's to show off who Christ is within you. It's to show off what you can really do by him and his strength for the good of mankind.
That's right. And it's not a fable and a fairy tale. This has happened historically. You look at any great move. When you said the Bible abides, tyrannies, dictators, world empires have risen and tried to snuff them out. If anybody would have had the power to snuff out the Bible, it would have been the Roman Empire. But you know what ended up happening? The whole empire was converted, because that's the power of the Bible. You look at our founding fathers. You look at Rome.
Forgive me for being stupid. Are we talking Constantine?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Yep. And then we have MLK. What was he? He was a preacher. He based the premise of his argument on justice. Justice found where? Let justice run down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
Amen.
The Bible, the book of Joel. He was a preacher. Cromwell, what did he stand on? No king but King Jesus.
Yes.
Martin Luther, what did he stand on? The word of God. My conscience is captive to the word of God, not to men, not to tyrannical even religion. Our founding fathers said the same thing.
The greatest powers couldn't take out Martin Luther.
No. Because it was God and it was the Bible that he rested his feet upon.
The greatest powers that came to MLK, they actually came to him for advice.
Yep.
And isn't it interesting, everybody back in the 60s thought God was dead to MLK. Well, the problem was, in the church he probably was, because the church wasn't responding to the fact that God's not just in prayer. You got to get up off your knees too, friends, and walk.
It wasn't the Sunday morning services that they were having. It was the Thursday, Friday, Saturday
marches to the MLKs.
That's right.
Yes.
And that's what happened, is a conversion to the church, but the foundation again was on the Bible. It says in the Word, say ye to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. In our country, during the Revolution, folks, most of the stirring up with England didn't happen in all 13 colonies. It was happening in Boston and Massachusetts. That was the main oppression, was right there. And what you had is these Sons of Liberty that kept screaming what was going on, the oppression, and trying to spread it through the colonies years after the Stamp Act. And then the Boston Tea Party. You had a book called Common Sense that was written, and it turned deliberation into decision. That's what George Washington said of this book. And this is a quote from that by Mr. Thomas Paine. I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon. Folks, you feeling like that? You feeling like, oh, gosh, am I the only one that thinks this? No, you're not. If I can, I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be kept a citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. His premise in his book was the Bible, and how, biblically speaking, tyranny cannot be accepted or tolerated, or a nation will be judged for it. And what happened? We got a victory. And historically speaking, you look at all of these instances. You have a victory when you set your feet upon the Word. And as MLK said, when a people get caught up with that which is right, and right is only found in the Bible, folks, according to God's law, because God is good and God is
and
right.
And we all know that.
And righteousness.
Correct.
When you get caught up with that which is right and you're willing to sacrifice for it, that's the next step.
Yeah.
No sacrifice? Oh, well, I voted. I did my part. No, you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
You just casted a vote. Good for you. It's being active. Because who did you cast a vote for? You cast a vote for the most liberal Republican that we've ever seen in history be endorsed. And you cast, or you casted a vote for the most radical socialist communist.
Let me step out a little bit here.
Doing their duty.
A lot of people were hoping Romney was going to get in there, no matter what the facts were, in hopes that they could go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
and enjoy their
no
little
sacrifice.
Lives.
They don't want the cross. They don't right. sacrifice. That's they don't right. want to take ownership or responsibility yeah. for their country.
Yeah.
That's the difference between our founders. Because a lot of people, and I hear it, oh, well, Jesus is still on the throne. We're still going to get victory. And it's all this pep talk and this hype. But when it comes to sacrifice, they're nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
But they're willing to give you a pep talk and hype and be a talking head on the radio every single day.
Right.
But putting boots on the ground and bringing forth some resolve and saying, you know, just today, 53 members of the House demanded of Obama Benghazi. They're bringing it up again.
Yeah.
It's not. It can't. He's gonna laugh at you.
Yeah.
You take it the next step. You impeach. You know what? If 53 members of Congress stood up and put impeachment charges,
you just change gears. Slow your roll a minute. You just change gears real quick. Okay, so now you're over on Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And the point with Obama and what's going on here, to as to what you were saying just a minute ago, who could have awakened this nation the way Obama has? Mm-hmm. Obama has sent hundreds of thousands of people. To Bible and constitutional courses, friends, millions of people throughout the country. Do you think that was his intent, friends? No, it was not.
Yeah.
See, you can look at everything as a positive. What's the fruit of the next generation? He can look like he's winning the day all he wants to, but the bottom line is he's not. He's awakening a giant. When the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in the 40s, what do you think they thought? All right, man, we're going to take him out and we're going to do our best and whack him and it's going to be all over with. No, they awakened a giant called America and America responded. Now, America needs to go through another 4 years of discipline and chastisement. And hopefully within the next year, they're going to figure out in the next 4 years, they're going to figure out that God isn't playing. God does not play with sin. He judges sin. Look at the cross of Jesus Christ. And we see in America right now, Obama wants to give all of the illegal agendas that America has never known, he wants to give it to them. Why does he want to give it to them? He wants to give it to them to overthrow the America that you know. That's all. Because he knows that them useful idiots will be used only to destroy what he wants to destroy. See, and the useful idiots, as you call them, the leftists, they haven't figured that much out yet, but they will once they figure out the noose is on their neck. And I've said it so many times, just like what Vladimir Lenin said, they're useful idiots to implement incrementally socialism, and what will happen at length, well, the iron fist will come down, and it will be called communism. That's exactly what's going on. When you begin to look at Obama's pattern as to what he's doing in this country on a negative, he is doing exactly what Mao Zedong did. Exactly. Uproot the capitalists to the younger generation to overthrow the older generation so he can have dictatorship. Once he gets dictatorship, he has all power, rule, and authority. What happens is they get rid of the useful idiots that help them implement their dictatorships. Mm-hmm. See, these people in America that think they're getting their way, they're not getting their way. They're hastening their own judgment. Let me go back to Scripture, friends. When you look at Noah, God judged the world for its wickedness. Noah began to build an ark that God told him to build. Everybody was laughing at Noah, weren't they, friends? They sure were until it started to rain. Once it started to rain, that rain symbolizes judgment. That's exactly what's going on right now. But you got to keep in mind when Noah got into Noah's arks, Christians, friends, you need to understand that that judgment and that water floats your boat. It destroys the wicked, but it floats your boat. When they crucified Jesus Christ on the cross, they thought they were winning the day when in fact they weren't winning anything. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, who made a public spectacle out of them, triumphing over them in it. Friends, they are extinguishing their own light. They are willfully destroying their own light. Let them do what they will, but not on our watch. Not on our watch. We're going to magnify the right in the sight of God and man, and we will win the day. Now back over to your point, Jake, about Obama, because I got stuff laid out that I wanted to talk about. When you look at what's going on with Obama, what just happened, it's absolutely amazing to me that all of Obama's opposition, for some reason, was ousted. Even Mia Love in Utah, who's a black lady, and Alan West in Florida. These are people that they were targeting. Who helped them do that? Where did Obama get all this surprise support and the landslide went the other direction? Who's helping Obama? The Chinese and the Russians. What did Putin just do over in Russia? Major, major voter fraud. What just happened in America? Folks, you're looking at it today. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40 with no special diets or exercise programs. You can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-939-8955. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Michael Reagan. And I just want to say a big thanks to the Sons of Liberty radio show for what they do to, in fact, tell us about the freedom that we seem to be losing every single day. You know, my father, Ronald Reagan, was all about freedom. So I suggest, if you want to learn more, you listen to the Sons of Liberty every time they're on. You miss it, you may miss the next Freedom Bus driving by.
Well, in about a month, we're going to get that one song up, that music with that one guy. He recorded the whole thing, the Christmas song. Incredible stuff. We'll get to that. Daniel Webster said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world." Mm-hmm. Now, because men don't hold on to the Constitution, and because they don't hold on to the Word of God, the Constitution originated from the Spirit of God, you get an Obama. See, folks, isn't it interesting? Everybody wants to blame Obama for being there. Who tolerated Obama?
That's right.
Who made the way for Obama to get there, friends? The American people did. See, if we were educated and we held on to the Constitution and the Bible, the other way around, actually, said George Washington and John Adams, we wouldn't be here right now. So we have nobody to blame but ourselves. And we need to take responsibility and man up. Yep. Go ahead, Jay.
Which is the perfect
what would you say, the perfect chemical reaction that the founders created is that we were to be self-governed. So if our government got out of hand, it was only because its citizenry was out of hand.
I mean,
there's enough checks and balances for us.
How do I feel sorry for a kid that keeps playing by a fire?
You can't.
And I go over to him and I say, dude, if you touch the fire, kid, mm-hmm. you're going to get burned.
Yep.
And it might really cost you one of your, it may even cost you a limb.
Mm-hmm.
Might even cost you your life if you go all the way in.
And it might burn the house down and kill everybody else in it.
That's exactly right. So what happens if I tell the kid not to do it? Well, we have books. We have the Bill of Rights. We have the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence that tells us the rights and the wrongs and where we derive our rights and our wrongs from. So if we ignore those instructional manuals and then we end up in a situation as to where we're at today, well, that isn't anybody's fault, because every hotel I go into, I see a Bible there, friends.
Yes, there is.
Every single one of them. We are where we're at because we've turned our back on God. Some of us have, and we need to turn back.
Plato said the price of apathy towards public affairs is to be ruled by evil men.
Amen.
And well, it's because of inaction there. It's not even an
action.
Or
how about this one? Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, a good portion of our forefathers said, if you're not going to be ruled by God, you are. There's no question mark.
Yeah.
There's no latitude there. There's no playroom there, friends. If you're not ruled by God, you will be ruled by tyrants.
Right.
America seems to prefer tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go back over to what I was just talking about right before the break, Jake. We know something is awfully suspicious as to what just took place in our country. Because we've seen Chick-fil-A. Huge backfire. We see 2010. Huge backfire. 65 seats, folks. 65 incumbents got their butts handed to them. America said no. August 8th, 2010, 500,000 people rush Washington, D.C. because they said no to Obamacare. Millions of people on other days have bum-rushed Washington, D.C. All against opposing the individual that's in the White House right now. How did he possibly win the day? Well, what was going on before that? What were we saying to you, friends? He didn't have the support. He didn't have the numbers. But he did have the state-run media right behind him, didn't they? And the state-run media on two different occasions, CBS, and what was the one that was yesterday, where they actually showed Obama winning? MSNBC. They accidentally leaked the results, friends, before the election was over. Yet Chris Matthews yesterday, that whack job, he was all freaked out with MSNBC. Because he was pretty sure that they were going to get smacked. So are also the leftist liberals, the socialists. And by the way, I can almost guarantee you I will never listen to Fox again. Because there is not a man to play the man in that whole organization. I'm ashamed that they call themselves conservatives. And I'll tell you why we're here right now, friends, is because they're not talking about the real issues.
That's right.
Romney went down the same line, hook, line, and sinker, as to the way Obama was leading. And instead of Romney picking his record up, isn't it interesting that Romney spent little time on exposing Obama's record, and Obama was avoiding his record at all costs? Why did he fall in line, friends? He's an establishment guy. Just think about this, too, all you Romneyites. Just keep in mind, that man made a lot of money.
He didn't lose anything when he lost.
Oh, no, he gained millions and millions and millions of dollars, didn't he, friends? Yes, he did. And who loses? The American people. And the American people lose because they tolerate the state-run media to avoid the issues. They stay on the talking points that they only want to incite. That's it. Their topics. Not what the facts are, but what we ought to what we decide they ought to have, said Richard Cohan.
You know, to your point, let's just say Obama
state-run media quote.
Let's just say Obama did win. The platform that Romney was running on, and you heard it every day on the Sons of Liberty, was exactly that. It was following Obama.
He was.
It was following what the media was spewing out to the people.
Didn't bring up Benghazi. Didn't stay the Fast and Furious course. Didn't bring up 2000. None of the state-run media was talking about 2010, friends.
It was repeal and replace. Nothing about the gay marriage or how homosexuality is assaulting our military.
Oh, my gosh.
And what's happening in the states or how pro-life people and abortion clinics are committing fraud all over the country.
The two topics that mean the most to the American people, Why were they not talked about? Why are they not talked about? And all you conservatives out there, you better keep in mind, Fox is going right down the same lane.
They sure are.
They're not opposing any of these agendas neither.
Which is...
Go online sometime, friends, and see an abortion. I just looked at a little man that was born. Everything was there. He was a little man, a little beautiful man. Dark hair. And the inside of his stomach was completely gone. He was gutted. And it has a picture of him in a garbage bag, this particular little aborted baby. And the doctor actually wrote that the baby was born alive and they killed him outside of the womb. And what they did is they took his little body and they threw it into a garbage bag with dogs and cats into the incinerator, friends, and burned his body. The abortion clinics and these doctors are nothing less than murderers. There is no way you can justify an abortion, friends, because it is murder. Just go online and look at one, especially for those that have never seen them. You know what happens in a high school assembly, friends? They don't even know what it is, infanticide. But when they see one, guess what happens? They're converted to know what's right and wrong. And it's interesting, all these Planned Parenthood murderers, you know what they don't want? They advocate murder of a child because they themselves are guilty of it, just like the man in the White House. Murder. They want to advocate it, but they don't want you to see what they advocate.
That's right.
That's why they're so offended when someone actually does see it, because they know once you see it, it is unacceptable in every sense of the word. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. End of story. And when I look at the innocent baby that comes out of the womb alive, and it makes sure, this president wants to make sure that when the baby's out, there's a second doctor to snuff out that baby. And this happens 3,700 times a day. And we care more about our own hide than we do the babies. Something wrong with this country. America deserves this, Obama. Unless they're willing to turn back and do something about the issues that they have allowed over the last 40 and 50 and 60 years. And I was not here. We in my generation and the younger generations below me are going to pay the price for what the last five decades have laid to our lot. But we don't want to touch that, because the minute we start talking about the price that needs to be paid now, I don't have time for that. They're sitting at home watching television complaining about what direction the country's going. And then they say, well, Jesus is coming back. What, do you think Jesus is going to own you? You let it happen. To those that this applies to. When I look at what's going on nationwide television, these people are advocating what's happening to your country, friends. They're helping it along. And by the way, inadvertently, so are the supposed conservatives that are trying to play the hard guy on radio. I just got up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard this morning, and I just said my prayers. And isn't it interesting? I know that I'm not qualified to say anything about the Word of God because I know very little of it. But I was totally comforted. I was comforted by the Lord last night. Said Beck, "Shut up, Beck." Seriously, shut up, dude. Stand up and do something about what's going on. Rush Limbaugh getting on the radio and saying, I lost my country last night. You have 20 million listeners and you're capitulating in front of your listeners, and that's your leaders, friends? You're going to have to do a little bit better than that. I'll tell you what. How about you go look in the mirror, take responsibility, and you do the leading? Because I'll tell you what this coach and what these coaches have left the last 40 years, friends, is something I don't want. We better pick it up, fire those coaches, and deal with the issues at hand lawfully, because we will win the day. And if you're convicted, you're one of those that I'm talking to right now. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA, from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.